Sukkah Perek Dalet, Mishnah Base 4:2, and now we begin to unpack that previous Mishnah, which said for the various mitzvahs how many days we observe them. So here we have the first is the lulav. So the gears we have in front of us in our Mishnah says lulav shiva ketzad. How did it work out that you'd have the lulav for all 7 days? There's another girsa which is more a direct quote of the previous Mishnah and probably more accurate, which is lulav shisha v'shiva ketzad. How would you have lulav for 6 or 7 days? Whatever the case, the story says the Mishnah is yon tov harishon shel chag shechalios b'shabbos. If it works out that the first day of Sukkot is also a Shabbos, so then lulav shiva, then you'll shake the lulav all 7 days in the base of Mikdash, of course. Ushar kol yamim. But if it works out that the first day of Sukkot is not on a Shabbos, then we'll only shake the lulav 6 times over Sukkot, meaning that even in the base of Mikdash, on Shabbos, we won't shake a lulav if it's not the first day of Yom Tov. Now, the reason why the first day of Yom Tov is given more prominence is because, as we've seen already a number of times, the Pasuk emphasizes that everyone in Klal Yisrael, wherever they are in the world, shakes the lulav on the first day of Sukkot, whereas the rest of the week, it's only shaken in the base of Mikdash, and therefore you see that the first day is more prominent and significant and important, and therefore the rabbi said that even though they made a gezeira, a rabbinic enactment that says people should not shake a lulav on Shabbos in the base of Mikdash, because we're afraid people will come to carry, meaning they'll come to carry their lulav for almost in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim when they're going to ask them how to shake it properly, or ask what the bracha is, etc. So the rabbis made that enactment, and they actually made that during the time of the Beis HaMikdash already. They made similar enactments regarding the blowing of a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that's on Shabbos, and the reading of Megillah, if Purim, I should say, falls out on a Shabbos. So they had that din as well. However, and the rabbis used their power called, like they had the power to say, even though the Torah says yes, shake lulav or blow shofar, but we're not going to do it. The rabbis have that authority to do what's called shev al taaseh, to say just, you know, stay in place and don't do anything. They have such a power, and they utilize that power because they were concerned that somewhere and sometime somebody would end up carrying their lulav in their shosar rabim, and that would be an issur d'oraisa, a chilul Shabbos, which they wanted to stop so intently that they didn't let it didn't let anybody shake the lulav on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, except if it happened on the first day, in which case they waived this, they didn't enact this rabbinic prohibition on such a scenario, because they wanted at least on the first day, because it's so important that people should shake their lulav. Now, in case you're wondering, how come in the Beis HaMikdash there's a restriction of shaking lulav on Shabbos? Isn't the general rule that ein shvus b'mikdash, the rabbinic enactments to protect the sanctity of Shabbos don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash? There is such a rule, but that rule the rationale behind that rule is the people doing the avod in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim, are zrizim. They're punctilious. They're know what they remind one another, and they don't mess about. They won't be Machal Shabbos. So that would apply for any sort of avod in the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohanim are carrying out. But the shaking of a lulav in the Beis HaMikdash is being carried out by anybody who wants to come to Beis HaMikdash, whether they're Kohanim or otherwise. It's not part of the avodah of the Mikdash per se, and therefore it applies that we're having no one bring the lulav to shake on Shabbos unless it happens to be the first day of Sukkot. Of course, remember nowadays no Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the halach is we're not shaking the lulav anywhere, even on if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, no one's shaking any lulav. And the reason for that already extended on because a more complex reason, and the Rambam in the Parash Mishnah speaks out a little more. Basically, more of that what happened was in areas far outside of Eretz Yisrael, so they were in a suffix which day was Yom Tov, and therefore they would, right, like we have the 2 days of Yom Tov out of doubt. So those places, those far flung places, would never take a lulav on the first day of Yom Tov, even before the Gezerah, and because it was a suffix, today is certainly Shabbos, but is today the first day of Sukkot or not. And therefore, later on, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they wanted to keep all of the various people of Klal Yisrael on similar footing and not have some yes and some no, so then nobody would take the lulav on the first day of of Yom Tov, even if it's on Shabbos, and we've stuck to that, even though now, since already the 4th century of the Common Era, we don't rely on the sighting of the new moon, so there's no doubt anymore, but we stick to the custom of Mincha Gavaseinu B'Yadeinu, the custom we had in our hands from our ancestors, and we treat both days as a suffix still on some level, and we do not take lulav even on the first day if it falls out on Shabbos.